Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
On a new 4D in the MC, Dan Campbell says today, with the Houston Texans in town, it's one of the most important days of the year. We are going to tell you why. Which Detroit Young Guns have a chance to make this talent-laden roster? How big of a loss would Graham Glasgow be? We can file that one under the, hey Zach, don't ask stupid questions, you idiot, category. And why is Rod Wood going on the radio and lying to all of us? For shame.
It's fourth down in the Motor City.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave.
Rah, rah, rah!
Go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lion victory.
Go Lions!
Hosted by Zach Clark.
While we're working for the weekend here on Fourth Down in the Motor City, there are plenty of lines that are working for a roster spot. We're going to get into that immediately. The Houston Texans in town for a joint practice. The Lions had an injury scare today. How big of a deal was it? I don't know. We're going to find out. We'll talk about what happened between Houston and Detroit. And I don't want the Lions franchise to lie to me. Don't lie to me. Don't patronize me. Don't do that. What am I talking about? We're going to find out. But let's start with Dan Campbell. Let's go inside the headset. This is before today's joint practice. Remember, this is before today's joint practice. Let's start. I mean, we almost always start with injuries, so let's do that.
I think Pascal could be a little later than we'd hoped. That could sting a little bit. It also cleans it up, too. You know, at least you're not hoping and waiting and whatever else.
So it sounds like Josh Pascal, the edge, is not going to be ready in time for the season to start. And we know Hassanin is out. The Lions' top edge rushers are there, but they don't have any depth. So is it Za'Darius Smith time? I've already made my feelings very clear on Trey Hendrickson. We don't have to go over that again, but go get him. Or is it time for a guy like Nate Lynn or Isaac Ukwu, right? They both had pretty good camps. We're going to talk a little bit later, though, because this Lions team is so good, it is very difficult to take on projects. And a lot of times projects don't go very far, but sometimes projects pan out in a huge way. But you got to have space and time for that project. And the Lions at the moment, they just don't. But let's stay on that injury note. Listen to Dan here again.
Every year, I feel like there's more and more importance on the fact that you're going to need every player on the roster and the practice squad. You know, that vet squad is going to be very important. So how do you determine who goes where? And is it is somebody that you really like them, but you think you can squeak them through versus the guy that you keep him on the roster because you know somebody would claim him or pick him up or whatever that case is, but really like both players. It's just about trying to keep all the good players that you know you're going to need and
that'll always be true. I think every year that's become more and more significant.
I mean, the Lions were just riddled with injuries last year. And, you know, it's interesting how Dan Campbell refers to the roster. You and I talk about it like the 53-man roster. That's what we usually care about. For Dan Campbell, though, it's a 69-man roster, right? 53 on the active squad, 16 practice squad members. And last year, those guys got a ton of work. I mean, we were talking about it yesterday in the podcast with Zach Rosenblatt. Aaron Glenn was bringing guys off the street to play, and it worked. But we don't want to rely on that. So if depth is an issue, I go back to my first point about what do they do at the edge. Even if you use a Nate Lynn or an Ukwu, that doesn't add to anything. It just, you've brought this guy up. Now there's a practice squad slot open. Do you have a guy for that? Or do you prefer a guy like Nate Lynn on the practice squad and you go out and sign Za'Darius Smith? Got to do something. So if every roster spot is important, and it is, there's no question, the first spot, the 53rd spot, the 69th spot, they're all important. If that's true, what do you do with your quarterbacks? Do you keep two? Do you keep three?
If you do that, you lose depth in D-line or O-line or receiver or defensive back or linebacker, or you get the point. So how important is that relative to the other positions? You know, and what's hard is, call it what you want, when you have a year like we did last year, you get affected a little bit by it. You know, it has an effect on the way you think. And depth, you know, we got to make sure that we have the depth.
I mean, is anybody going to blame Dan Campbell for having PTSD when it comes to last season? How do you feel about last season? If somebody gets hurt, or as people have gotten hurt in camp, I mean, have you ever thought, oh my God, here we go again? Who wouldn't feel that way? Who doesn't already feel that way? So to me, the answer is no. You don't need three quarterbacks. You need two and one on the practice squad. Kyle Allen's not making it to the practice squad if they cut him. He's just not, and he's earned the job. I think what the Lions had hoped was that Hendon Hooker would just outright win the job. Well, he's outright given the job away, and Kyle Allen has kicked ass. So what do? The Lions do not want to give up on Hendon Hooker. But he's clearly not the future. He's not. Even if he turns the corner, do you see starting NFL quarterback potential on a playoff team in this guy's future? I don't. Look, you need a serviceable backup, and if they can get that out of him, great, awesome, excellent. But they can't even get that out of him right now. And what are we, three seasons in? I mean, there was a time, Lions fans, when a handful of you were calling for him over Goff. I mentioned a second ago the developmental projects. Guys that you can work on for a few seasons, and they come along and get better and better, but you have a roster spot for them. And a lot of times those development projects come on teams that aren't quite as good because they've got roster spots for them. But on this Lions team, that kind of project, there isn't really space for it.
It'll be tough, you know. I feel like every year it gets a little bit harder to decide what you want to do. And, you know, I'll just keep bringing it up. We're looking for the best 69 players we can find, and how do we keep all of them? You know, because we're going to need all of them. And that's the challenge. So, you know, we got some pretty good competitions going. We got some guys that have really raised their play, and they've caught our eye. My mind's not made up, that my eyes are open. You know, I mean, we're going to take it down to the wire and see if some of these guys really can just take that next little jump, because they've really grown a lot. But, you know, we'll see.
We've talked about a lot of young guys, and I'm not talking about the Isaac Tislas or Tyleek Williams or Tate Ratledge. I'm talking about Meeks and Sailors and Kennelly and Lynn. This roster is so talented. Developing these dudes doesn't make a ton of sense, and it's not as easy as it used to be. And it's unfortunate. Some of these guys are going to land somewhere else. They always do. And some of them will land back on their practice squad, and as a result of that, some of those guys will make their way back to this roster. Some of these guys that get cut next week, you'll see them again. I guarantee it. I don't know about you, but every time I listen to Dan Campbell, I get fired up. And today was like, I don't know, man, he was extra fired up, and me too.
Body of work is always going to speak for itself. But if, you know, you're a late climber here over the last 3-4 days, and now today, the game, I mean, like today's pretty significant.
I mean, this is really significant, you know, and so does the game. So that's the good news is this isn't some throwaway practice. I mean, we're about to get some really good work. And so some of these guys are going to go against the goods and we'll see what they look like. That's good for us and for them.
It's like the final countdown. Somebody cue one of the all-time arena rock songs. It is it. It is today, Thursday, and Saturday. That's what you have left. Then you got to knock down your roster from 91 to 53 plus 16. This last preseason game is always wild. There's going to be some insanely hungry dudes out there, obviously. Jobs on the line. Careers on the line. I know where my next paycheck is coming from, thankfully. Some of these guys don't.
Oh, they make so much money.
Not the bottom of the roster guys. They can make good money. Bottom of the pay scale athletes are never quite as comfortable as you think they are. I'm not saying there needs to be any sympathy there. I'm just, people always overestimate that just a little bit. And look, you get a good test. You get a good test with the Houston Texans.
It's one of the reasons why I'm fired up to practice against them, because I think these guys are, man, they're on the way up. They've been on the way up. Just the nature of the way they go about their business, the way they practice. I talk about, you know, Coach Ryan's over there. I just got a lot of respect for him. And when you do things the way they do them, Sundays, they go out, they run, they hit, they finish. You're going to be in every game. You're going to have a chance in every game. And they're a young, talented roster. They're guys that love ball. Those guys over there, Brad and I liked a lot of those guys too now, you know, and it's like, oh, okay, I can see that. So we're excited to see them today. But, man, it's a promising young roster that does it right, good coaching, quarterback's good player, and he's only going to get better and better. They got weapons. So, you know, they're going to be a juggernaut for years to come is what I think.
Yeah, I mean, they're fun to watch. Great defense. C.J. Stroud is just a blast. I mean, do you remember last year? These two teams played. It was might have been the craziest game of the season. Jake Bates had a 52-yard game-winning field goal. Lions win 26-23 after Jared Goff throws five interceptions. There was a question asked today at the end about how the NFL has become very pass-heavy, but how like old-school wisdom says run the football, and that's how you're going to win a game. Dan Campbell was asked about that, and I love his answer.
I'm always going to believe in that. I think that's how you establish yourself. You know, if you've got a strong ground game, then it opens up your offense. It allows you to be explosive. Without it, you can't be explosive. And defensively, if you can't stop the run, then good luck. It's demoralizing is what it is. There's a schematic issue if you can't stop the run, but there's an emotional, psychological issue. So that's why it's so important. Now, I've said this before, we'll go into games and we'll put it on Goff. We're going to throw it 40 times. Because we feel like we can be efficient in the pass game. Get it out of his hands, catch, run. We got guys that can make plays with the ball in their hand. And maybe we start that way. And then that allows us to run it. So we're not just going to bang our head against the wall to bang our head against the wall. But philosophy-wise, I do believe it starts with the O-line and D-line. That's just me.
Well, it's not just him, right? And that's not a knock on what he just said right there. But, like, it's true. But here's what I love about this. And this has been developed over the last several years, but the Lions have the flexibility to do what the moment calls for them to do or what they want to do out of the gate. When we were talking about the Jets yesterday, remember what Zach said, that this team really is not built to pass the ball much. So if they get behind, it's going to be difficult for the Jets. The Lions can do what they need to do. You need to run the ball 100 times? Great. You need to throw the ball 40 times? Great. We can do situationally what is most beneficial to us. That's what the Lions say. It's what they do, and it is so valuable. Ultimate flexibility in play calling. Which means you can milk the clock, you can play from behind, you can get off to a hot start or a grinding start. I love those, right? Start of the game with like a 9-minute drive. Just talk about demoralizing. Exactly what Dan Campbell said. Stick around. More of Fourth Down in the Motor City is next.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
And now, more Fourth Down in the Motor City. So I said earlier at the top of the show that there was an injury scare today, and in fact, there were two of them. But let's start with the one that would seem to be more significant depending on how it all shakes out. It was Graham Glasgow. We don't know exactly the issue, but Glasgow left the joint practice with what appeared to be a lower leg injury. And remember, Glasgow is already replacing the retired Frank Ragnow. So you have two new guards, because Zeitler left as well. Mahogany's already new-ish. And Tate Ratledge is a rookie. Losing Ragnow would be brutal. And it looks like, from what I read, Kingsley Iguakun slid in to take the first team reps at center, which makes sense. I know eventually, well, I don't know. I think eventually the plan is for Tate Ratledge to play center in the NFL for the Detroit Lions, but not this season. This season, his job is to play right guard for the Detroit Lions, and it's Graham Glasgow's job to stay healthy enough to play center for the Detroit Lions. And again, we don't know how serious this is. He walked off. It wasn't like there was a cart or, you know, somebody had to carry him out. But we're late in the preseason now. There's not much time left for recovery. You heard what Dan Campbell, he just said it. Our success is going to start up front. And that's true if they throw the ball either way. Goff needs time. So if it starts up front, Glasgow is wildly important. He's the center. He's like the brain of the offensive line. If this injury is substantial, if, and it doesn't seem like it is, but we don't know, things could get dicey. There's no need to panic. It's just uncomfortable talking about this. I feel uncomfortable talking about this. The other issue was Vaki. He left practice today as well. And for Vaki, this has to be so frustrating. He went through this in camp last year. He went through this in camp this year already. This is his second time getting hurt in camp. He worked so hard to get back. Again, we don't know how serious this is either, but even coming off the field for guys like that, it's got to be so difficult. And here's the thing about Vaki. He's 24 already. I know he's only in his second season, but he went on a Mormon mission for 2 years. Very common for the BYU kids, the Utah kids, right? Vaki was a Ute, and not the kind from My Cousin Vinny. Well, maybe, I don't know. Well, no, he'd be both. He'd be a Ute and a Ute. I digress. On the injury front, let's just hold our breath until tomorrow. We'll see if we get an update. Deal? Deal. So as we slide over to talk about camp, and full disclosure here, you know this, but I want to make it clear, I was not at camp. I am not credentialed. If you want that kind of very specific information, there are so many good writers out there that are credentialed that can help you out. Go check them out. Listen to me too, but you know, check them out as well. It sounds like the big takeaway, there were two of them from what it seems like. One, Houston put up a lot more of a fight than Miami did. And I'll be honest, I was at one of the 2 days of joint practices last week. And yeah, I mean, Miami was dominated. I was there on the Thursday. It sounded like the Wednesday, the Lions were even better. So I missed the good day, apparently. And Dan Campbell said earlier, one of the reasons they booked this practice, this game, was for this good test. The first takeaway is Houston was much more formidable than Miami. And that shouldn't really surprise anybody. It doesn't surprise me. But it sounds like it was considerable in the difference, which is a good thing. You want the work, especially for the starters. They have to have it. Looks like the Detroit Lions forced four turnovers. Kirby, Amik, Barku, and Maddox all had interceptions. And it seems like, in part, the interceptions were created by pressure from the defensive line, specifically Tyreek Williams. Excellent. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. The Lions can get better in the secondary by getting better up front and by getting healthy up front. And they've done both of those things in the offseason. Could they have gotten better up front this offseason? Maybe. Could they have gotten healthier? No. And Houston has a great defensive line. It's a wonderful opportunity for the Lions' OL to get the work in. And if the injury's not significant, having Iguakun get time against the first-team defensive line from Houston, excellent. Excellent. This is why MCDC was so fired up this morning. How about some good injury news? Kirby Joseph, Khalil Dorsey, both back in action today. I mean, anticipated news, expected news, but progress in the right direction heading towards the first game of the season. And, you know, Jeff Risden from the Lions Wire wrote today that he thought this was Anzalone's best performance. He stood out more than anybody else today. He was like the MVP of the joint practice. And remember, Anzalone missed a little time early on. He had the injury early on in camp, and there's been the overhang from his contract conversations, or maybe lack thereof. So I am loving hearing him falling into rhythm. He's the leader of that defense, right? Yeah, but I think Aiden Hutchinson's probably right up there. Anzalone has the experience factor. Hutchinson has the I'm going to dominate everybody factor, so it matters what I say too. I don't think Hutch is pushy. I'm not sure if Anzalone's the outright leader of this defense, but what do I know? I'm not on the defense, not up to me. So, like, overall thoughts on the joint practice? I mean, it sounds like the Lions got good work in, but I'm reserving thoughts until I hear more about Glasgow and Vaki too, but mainly Glasgow. Otherwise, sounds like it was a great day. I don't like to be insulted. Oh, Zach, nobody likes to be insulted. Yeah, no, I get it. But, like, I take sharp offense to when I feel like my intelligence is being insulted. It bothers me. I'm not saying I'm very smart. I don't like to be patronized. And it kind of felt like that happened earlier today. Not me personally, but Lions fans in general. Rod Wood, the Lions president, was on with Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket this afternoon. They were at Lions camp. They were asked to... You're going to hear Doug... You'll hear Doug Karsh's voice first, and then you'll hear Rod Wood.
What we get from fans, some fans, is they need to make a bigger move. They need to go get Micah Parsons. They need to go get Trey Hendrickson. What do you say to the fans that say they think the Lions are afraid to make that big move?
Oh, we're not afraid to make a big move. I feel, candidly, like we are all in with the team that we have. We're trying to make sure that we can keep the nucleus of this team together, not put any of that at risk by going to make a move that you bring in some other player that may have a big name, might be a great player, but, you know, that's going to disrupt what we've got here and our plans for the future. And we've got a lot of young guys who are on their rookie contract who are going to be up, you know, for big extensions. And we've been planning for that for years. And you have to save money and you have to save cap space for it. You know, we probably have five or six guys that are amongst the best at their position. And I don't know that another team has that. And we're trying to prepare to keep all those guys with us.
Just say that last part. We don't want to spend the money now. We can spend it elsewhere. And the other thing I don't like is there was this talk about this last year too, about the nucleus of the team. We don't want to disrupt the nucleus of the team. How fragile is it? I don't believe it's fragile at all. I get that you like your guys. You should like your guys. They're your guys. You got them. But I'm tired of hearing about, well, we don't want to interrupt the locker room. You're not going to. There is so much veteran leadership on the staff and on the team. You're not going to come in here and piss in the water. It's not going to happen. That's what good franchises avoid. Regardless, it's just an overall culture. The Lions franchise does not put up with that anymore. And so unless we're talking about like a major red flag, stop saying that part because it's not going to mess up the chemistry. It's not going to. We're not afraid to make a move. Maybe not afraid, but you should have made a move last year. There's no question. The Lions defense was decimated.
They got to Darius Smith.
They should have made a bigger move last season, I think. They didn't. They could have, and as a result, is that why they lost in the first round of the playoffs? I don't know. But big fan of big moves and not stupid moves. The Lions are in a win-now situation. I think what bugs me is every time this comes up in any franchise around here, the same thing happens. The Tigers should have made a move at the deadline this year. The Tigers should have made a move in the offseason this year. The Red Wings have passed on making moves a bajillion times. Even Trajan Langdon, brand new. The Pistons had a pretty good season last year. Now we're going to sit back and watch Jaden Ivey, and then we'll make a choice. Make a move now. These teams are ready to win. I don't know about the Red Wings. Different podcast. I can't help you there. God bless them. But there are three teams that are ready to win right now, and nobody in charge seems to be willing to do anything to just shove that needle forward, hammer down. Look at what the Padres did, if you watch baseball. They made like 8,000 moves at the deadline. It was awesome. Maybe I'm just overreacting. Just tell us you think you know what you're doing, and we're holding firm. Don't go on the radio and huff and puff about how you're going to make a move if you have to. You're not afraid to. Don't say we're afraid. You won't make a move. We know it, and it is what it is, right? I mean, this team did win 15 games last season. It was a prolific offense, and the defense, when healthy, is already very good. Yes, all those things are true. But we want to win a Super Bowl. Remember, the injuries were a factor in the playoffs last season, no doubt. But Dan said today, they could be again this season too. So don't sit on your hands. And maybe it doesn't make as much sense this year to go and get a Trey Hendrickson. It would have made more sense at the deadline last year, certainly. For some reason, that Rod Wood quote bugged me. It shouldn't have, but it does. Water under the bridge. Make sure you're following Fourth Down in the Motor City wherever you get your podcasts. That includes the free Odyssey app. And we would love it if you could leave us a rating and a review. Those are both algorithm boosters. We are back in your feed tomorrow/Friday with a preview of the final preseason game. And I'm actually going to be in the house for this one. Shout out to my friend Christy. We're going to have a great time. I haven't been to a Lions game since about week 18 last year when they, that was the biggest regular season game in NFL history. I mean, with what was on the line and how good both teams had been. So I'm fired up to get back inside of Ford Field. Even if it's the preseason, I don't care. Take me home. Country Roads/Woodward Avenue. Take me home. And remember, it's Fourth Down in the Motor City, and we're going for it every single time. Back in your feed Friday.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.